The Tom Likas Show.
Coke, weed, booze, lewds, and speed.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
I might be the cartoon.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And as we do every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, we have a bonus hour with our friend attorney Adam Sachs, who is here this week in his guise of divorce attorney.
All right.
Adam Sachs. Adam, always good to see you.
Good to see you, Tom.
Here we are, and by the way, you can start calling in now and get your questions ready for Adam at 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-TOM. You can get some free legal advice here from Adam. And, of course, he's handled some of the toughest cases. 901-3000-866.
Tom.
Adam.
You know, your funny line the other day, you were talking about how love costs a lot. Love's expensive.
Right.
Well, I've refined that a little now. I've got a subset of that. And I really felt it this week in particular with some of the people I was talking to this past week. All Likas listeners, of course. And what it is, Tom, is that drama costs, okay?
Yes.
If you're a woman and you want to guarantee drama in your life, have a few kids with a few different guys. These women that have like four or five children with four or five different guys, that guarantees a life of drama and problems and conflicts and one guy doesn't pay you, one guy wants to see the kid, you know, on the day that the other guy wants it. It's like this crazy schedule, you're never going to work out, and everything's going to be insane in your life forever. And on the guy side, and this is something funny that you talked about, Tom. You were talking about, I think, swingers, and you said that, you know, these are women that are swingers that you would never want to fuck in a million years. Or you go to a nude beach, and these are women that you would never want to see naked, you know?
Right.
Well... if you're a guy and you want to add the maximum drama to your life, you have to really think about whether you can afford this or not. You definitely go with a stripper, Tom, or some woman connected to the sex industry in some way, you know, like an ex-prostitute or a stripper, and you try to do that whore into a housewife thing.
Yes.
I had a guy call me the other day, a listener, and he said that... he was going to have a very amicable divorce, okay? A lot of people say this. It's very naive, you know? Well, I think that people are slow sometimes to face reality, and I've said in some of our prior talks, Tom, where I say to guys, you know, like, be realistic about this, and it's very important to file first and to get onto it, and usually in something like 85% of cases, women file first because guys are in la-la land. And a lot of guys will call me and say to me, oh, we agree on everything. There's no hard feelings. There's no problem. What's the lowest price for the simplest, easiest, amicable divorce? And, you know, I say, listen, if it's really going to be amicable, it'll be very inexpensive, but be realistic. It's not very likely that that's going to happen. And anyway, so this guy starts telling me about his amicable divorce, and it turns out that his wife is a stripper. And she's a former call girl.
Did he know that or not know that?
He knew.
Oh, boy.
He met her at the strip club, apparently. I think he was the bouncer.
Oh, boy.
And he's a nice enough guy. I don't want this to come off like, I mean, God help me if he's listening. You know, I don't want him to feel insulted or anything. He was a nice person. I got nothing terrible to say about him as an individual. But the thing was, Tom, and this is what I meant about love and drama costing you, this is going to be a big fight. Guaranteed. And he had kids, and they own a house together, and they were married for a while, so there's some issues of spousal support and everything. And he's telling me how it's all amicable, and she worked it out. And the answer is, you've got to be kidding yourself. I mean, seriously. You're not going to turn a whore into a housewife, and you're not going to walk away quiet with a woman like that. You're just not going to.
No!
And what's really harsh is, I think that particularly guys, and this you'll find this interesting, Tom, a lot of people say the last client that you want to have is a lawyer, you know, you know, yourself being a lawyer and having a lawyer as you're the one who's getting divorced or whatever. But actually, one of the most difficult kind of clients I've found is a businessman. And you might think about this, Tom. This might be. I don't know if you're going to play this role. Okay.
I don't know.
But a businessman figures that he can bring his business skills and his negotiation skills and negotiate a settlement because he's negotiated all this other stuff and everything's gone well, right? And he's got this successful business or whatever. But what guys forget is how nutty and crazy women truly are. And if you look at it in that context, it puts the whole thing in a different light. Then, on top of that, make the woman a stripper, okay, or an ex-stripper, or an ex-call girl. Yeah, forget it.
Got to save a hole. And I got to tell you, my experience, you may know more lawyers than I do, although I don't think that's necessarily true because I've hired many.
Yes. I was just thinking about that.
Never, and I've asked the question, I have never known a lawyer with a prenuptial agreement.
Oh, we teased about this.
Ever.
You know, it's funny. Lawyers also work for law firms and never get an employment agreement. But, I mean, the bottom line is that thing about the shoemaker's son doesn't have any shoes.
Right.
I mean, somehow or another, you don't project a lot of this onto yourself.
Well, I think a lot of lawyers think that because they are lawyers, they are immune.
Not really.
You know, they think the clients need prenuptial agreements because they're not lawyers.
I don't know, man. I'll tell you.
I have one lawyer today, and I have several. I have one lawyer today who not only doesn't have a prenup with his current wife, he got taken to the cleaners in a previous marriage, didn't have a prenup then, and still doesn't have one today.
So he did it again. Some people
never
learn.
When did it again? And what is that all about?
Man.
I mean, goddamn.
That's some kind of masochistic thing.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Well, Tom, you had this thing. You posted it, I think, yesterday on your Facebook. It was a guy who wrote about how his wife was a narcissist. She was
right.
Cheating on him all the time. And she told him, like, if you leave me, I'm going to really screw you. And I'm going to take you. And I'm going to do everything to you. And he was saying how unremorseful she was, that she had cheated on him constantly. And she just thought it was a big joke or whatever. Remember this one?
I have it right here in front of me.
Yeah?
Yes, I do.
I really, by the way, I appreciate you posting that. It really spoke to me. I was trying to, I mean, I'm not a psychologist, of course, but I was trying to kind of take a step back and look at this person. And, you know, I assume it's a real person writing this or whatever. And, you know, you've talked a lot about the sons of single mothers and how, you know, you have men today that don't have any backbone and there's all that kind of stuff. That I think Carlin called that the pussification of the American male or whatever. But the real question is, seriously, is like, isn't there some kind of thing where, like, the sadist finds the masochist, you know? That on some level, the guy kind of must have been getting something from it in some way, because he didn't seem to be leaving.
Right. And I happen to believe that, by the way. You can't have a narcissist without a victim. You can't have a perpetrator without a victim. You can't. So
well, that's true in domestic violence, too, right?
Right. There has to be a willing victim. Now, they don't like to think of themselves as willing victims because they love to call everybody and complain. He did it again. He threatened to burn down the house. He had a can of gasoline. Why don't you leave? Because I love him.
I'm so reminded of this, I think the lady that calls you in the middle of the night or something.
If that's you, if you're listening right now, that's you. You're insane.
That's everybody, Tom.
It's a lot of people. And yes, that woman.
The middle of the night girl, right?
The one I'm doing the impression of. That was my ex-wife's best friend.
Right, that's the one. Mr. With Potential, as I recall.
Yes. The deal was, first of all, this is the woman who was a born-again Christian.
Oh, great.
Who used to know every bar in Orange County where she'd get free shots by getting behind the bar and blowing the bartender.
Great.
So one night, you know, here was my ex, still a single person, going out with her best friend, the born-again Christian who likes to drink. And
likes to blow, actually.
She said, put your money away. I'll get us a couple of drinks. And she went behind the bar and came out a few minutes later, and there were shots coming one after the other. And that was
a good person to know, Tom.
Followed a few weeks later by this woman saying that she was pregnant.
All right.
And she didn't know who the father was.
And why would she?
She didn't. She had no idea. It could be any of a number of bartenders along the coast in Orange County, the Orange Coast. All right, so here's the deal. Miss Born Again Christian, she was too Christian to go have an abortion.
Of course, that would be
couldn't do that.
That
she was a Christian.
Yeah, yes, of course.
So she, of course, is going to have the baby. And there's her family, all Christians, all devout Christians, and they all gathered at the hospital where our friend was about to give birth. And she gives birth to the blackest baby you've ever seen, much to the shock of her white family in Orange County.
There you go.
She spreads her legs, and this black baby comes out. And now she has to explain to everybody how she had a black baby.
Right.
The reality is she does not remember, although it was probably a particular bartender who was giving her free shots, and she gave him a free shot behind the bar.
She was doing a lot more than blowing him then, Tom.
Right. And by the way, this is the kid who was growing up, and by 5 years old, he was like 6 feet tall. And so the kid is asking, "What am I, Mom? What am I?" She said, "You're Jewish. You're a Sephardic Jew."
Oh, God.
Because she didn't want the kid to know that Mommy was boffing black bartenders to get free shots. And he's out there somewhere right now. He's probably 18 years old.
He's the big star of David on, huh?
He's probably 7 feet tall. He's probably playing for the Clippers.
Why not?
Yes. And so anyway, here's the deal. This same woman later is introduced at a... she's friends with my ex-wife. She's at the Christmas party with my ex-wife at her company where she is. And my ex-wife introduces her to a guy at the office who has been badgering her. You know, go out a date with me, have a drink with me, whatever. So my ex is just introducing her friend around the office to everybody, introduce her to this guy who she didn't get a chance to say, look out for this guy, he's a real problem. Soon enough, these two are dating.
Of course.
They are dating. And that is the woman, the very same woman who ended up calling at 2 a.m., "He's after me again! He's threatening to burn the house down. I don't know what to do." "Well, why don't you come over here and stay over here?" "Well, I can't because he said he'd be over here a little later." What are you doing? He's going to hurt you. No. I just think he's misunderstood. Well, yeah, but you're telling me he's going to burn down the house. Why don't you leave? "Because I love him." And so, sure enough, the phone calls would alternate between he tried to drive us off the road. We were coming back from Malibu, and he tried to drive us off PCH. And then it would be, "Why don't the four of us get together and have dinner?"
Great idea.
And my ex would say, "Didn't you just tell me he was trying to kill you? Why would we want to socialize with this guy?" And so she was the one. She would call up at all hours of the day and night. You know, "He was pouring gasoline on my laundry basket. He was about to set it on fire." "Why didn't you leave?" "Because I love him."
God.
And I don't take those calls. My ringer is turned off after 10 p.m. It is off. That's it. You cannot call me. Right? The people who need to do business with me, they know the secret ways in. But other than that,
after 10 p.m., Tom,
I'm out.
Oh, dear.
That was an episode on Curb Your Enthusiasm about what time is the appropriate time to call and then not call.
Right.
And they decided that 9:30 was the cutoff. After 9:30, you're not supposed to call.
After 9:30, it's weird.
Yeah, so if you call someone at 10, they're going to freak out and they're going to say it's inappropriate.
Right.
But yes, this woman would call. By the way, my mother had a niece, who was my cousin, who was an alcoholic, who used to call at 2 a.m., and it was the same thing. "I don't know what to do. I don't know where else to turn. Oh, my God." You know, my mother would sit there for 2 hours in the middle of the night taking these calls.
Oh, my God.
I don't get it.
So, Tom, I have this one client.
Yes?
And this should teach us something, too, Tom, what we were talking about. He's really a nice guy, Tom, and he has a couple of kids with this lady. Anyway, so she, of course, being nice and kind and caring, she dumped his ass, okay?
Man.
And she walks into court with her new boyfriend in tow, okay? And this guy is really scary looking, Tom. Seriously. He's a big guy, covered in tats. He looks like he's about to kill someone. And you know, I don't care if you have tattoos, but he's got this very freaky look in his eyes. And he's like saying things to me under his breath like, you know, "You're dead, Sax," and that sort of stuff, you know?
Nice.
And, man, it just shows you, you know, she leaves this relatively nice guy, pretty mellow, father of her children, you know, and she goes for what she really wants, Tom, which is the psychopath, okay? And I could really understand on some level having some kind of excitement of being with a stripper or an actress or one of these types of, you know, high strung chicks or whatever. But that is the ultimate.
They're all different flavors of prostitutes.
Well, okay. Yes.
Let's just call it.
I hate
it
to
is.
Say it, but yes.
Yeah, to me, strippers are prostitutes who don't put out. You yeah. pay them the same amount. You get absolutely
you
nothing.
Get a little rub, I guess.
Maybe. A little rub and tug.
I don't think you get a tug. It's a rub.
Awful.
I don't know.
I love him.
The thing is that when the dust clears, I hope you have a lot of money saved, because you're going to have a complete war on your hands with a very irrational person. And like I said, guys are saying to me very calmly and rationally, you know, here's what we've offered. And they write it down. Here's what I'm offering her. It's really fair. Please show it to her lawyer. I'm sure they'll take it. And I'm telling him, dude, it doesn't matter what you write. She's not in this for settlement. She's in this for torturing you, you know. And it ends up being something that guys really don't relate to and don't really understand, and they're not prepared for. And I think that makes it 10 times more traumatic. I'm sort of on the edge, Tom, because I want to be honest with my clients, but at the same time, I'm sort of bringing them the bad news, you know? And some guy calls me and says to me, this is going to be really easy. You know, I could be dishonest and say, no problem, you're right, it's going to be easy, I'll take care of it, and then, you know, later on, break the bad news to him. On some level, I feel like I'm doing a disservice. I'd rather tell him the truth and say, look, don't kid yourself. You better put your seatbelt on, because this is going to be heavy shit. She's going to go crazy. She's a stripper. Of course she's going to go crazy. No, I don't think so. You know, and I end up getting into this kind of tug of war with the guy.
You know, I think a lot of guys are convinced that because someone's a stripper, you know, they like their lives uncomplicated. When in reality, I happen to believe that strippers love drama. That's why they frequently got pimps, or they've got husbands, and then they're busy giving other people lap dances. Their lives are nothing but drama. I'm convinced many of these women have pimps, and then they get married to guys who have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. They have no idea that these women are still out there with a whole double life. There's a whole parallel universe in their lives.
I really think that just as a human being, you have to be really careful. One of the things that you see a lot of, and you and I were teasing about House of Cards, right?
Yeah.
On Netflix. Mm-hmm. I've been watching it, Tom. It's very good.
It's great, right?
Recommended to me directly by you, by the way.
Yes.
But there's a thing that's going on there in a couple of different instances, but it's something that they call transactional sex. And transactional sex is the modern form of sex, where you don't love each other at all. There's no pretense of it, really. And on some level, you're doing sex as a business transaction, where each of you is getting something. In the case of, you know, these prostitute or stripper types or whatever, money. And the guy obviously likes it or whatever, so he's willing to pay or to give presents or whatever. And, you know, you have to really be careful, because there's never going to be any kind of longevity in something like that. And basically, it's a joke. It's like playing a game or taking a ride in, like, an amusement park. And what ends up happening with these guys that get involved with strippers, in particular, is that they do have, and this was, by the way, this was in your Facebook posting, they do have a couple of good years, but it could never last. It necessarily is going to wear out. And so you have this kind of vibe where, you know, you had this nice beginning, you have what they call the honeymoon period, and after a year or two, now that you've bought a house and you have children and all this, she's just going to walk in and say, you know, I don't want to do this anymore. You know, I met someone else. I'll see you later. You know?
Right.
And take you down the drain. Your entire life could become completely unglued because of something like that. And the people are not equal, because they're not considering the long term or really loving each other or any of that kind of stuff. There's even no pretense of that. It's like, what can you get from me? What can you do for me? I was reading about the first date between Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes.
Oh my.
He took her out on his jet, you know. He flew her around. He took her on some kind of special thing. They stayed in a very deluxe hotel or whatever. I mean, you know, that's like wining and dining a woman on steroids, basically, right?
Of course.
And you know that this these models, I posted one lately, actually. This Australian model, she married a multi-billionaire, you know, and Salma Hayek is married to a billionaire and stuff. And, you know, if you're going to buy love, you know, you better have a lot of money, okay? And if you get involved with someone who's looking at you in that context of what you bring to the table. Women talk that way, you know, what you have. You always teased about that, Tom, you know, tell her you're Dr. Shapiro or whatever, if that's right. If she loves doctors, you know. Well, the problem is that she's not going to care about you for very long. And then when it does finally end, the divorce is going to be only about money, which is what it normally is anyway.
Well, that's why I tell guys, but that's why I tell guys, tell them you're Dr. Shapiro and then bail. Don't tell them you're Dr. Shapiro and then try to marry them.
You forgot the bail part, Tom. You haven't emphasized the bail.
I never.
Not personally.
Because look, I tell everybody point blank, we are opposed to marriage. We're opposed to letting them move in.
But more so, if she loved you because, or I don't know, loved, if she wanted you because you were Dr. Shapiro, you're already fucked. Okay.
And that's why you don't let them in your home. You don't marry them. You don't move in with them. You don't give them the key to your place. You know, the problem is if you tell them you're Dr. Shapiro and then you say, here's where I live, here's my apartment number, now you've really screwed yourself. You don't want them coming to your house. You had Dr. Shapiro for an evening or for a weekend or for a week. And then the doctor has other house calls to make.
I think if you look at the way that most men approach it, Tom, where they're looking at scarcity, okay, and they're looking at a great piece of ass and they're saying, I'm never going to get another one like this. And this is, you know, maybe I will, but it'll be 5 years from now, okay? And it's so rare and unusual to have a woman say yes that they are afraid. And one of the reasons guys get into commitments and have the girl move in and marry and all this other stuff is because they're petrified of losing her. They think
Which, by the way, also is not love.
Well, of course not. I mean, all these things we're talking about are codependency and everything else, but the point is the guy can't fathom the thought of his hot little chickie fucking someone else. And so he says, okay, I'll marry you, okay, you can move in, okay, I'll put your name on the account. Just don't go, all right?
Right.
And ultimately, she cheats and whatnot, and it's devastating.
Well, you know, I love my Tesla.
Tesla?
Yes, I love my Tesla. I don't like the idea of other people driving it. I don't like it. So I bought it. $107,000 out the door, I bought my car, okay? By the same token, if I'm driving a Toyota Corolla, I really don't care if someone else drives it, so I'd rather rent it and then let other people run it into the ground and pay the cost of maintenance than for me to have to pay.
What if it was the last Tesla in the whole world, Tom?
If it was the last Tesla in the whole world, I figure there'll be another one along. Maybe my Tesla will have little Teslas, and if I wait 18 years, there'll be another generation.
I love it.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I see it. You know, I have dated women and then, you know, saw them have kids and thought, look at that. Put that in the tickler file for 2027.
Oh, God.
You know, because I couldn't stand her mother, but look at that. Okay, fine.
I remember you talking about your reunion or something, and you were saying, what do I want to talk to you for? I'll talk to your daughter, for God's
That's
sake.
That's exactly right. I went to a five-year high school reunion.
I thought it was like a little more.
No. Because in reality, the five-year was the most I could stand. But I was telling also guys about going to their own reunion.
Right.
You're going to your 20-year reunion. What are you talking to these chicks for? First of all, they never talked to you when you were in high school.
Yeah.
That's why you're going to your reunion, hoping to pick up on some unfinished business and put some pucks in the net, you know. You get there, and these chicks are 165 pounds. But they've got a daughter who looks like she did when 20 years ago.
And she might talk to you.
She not only might talk to you. Why would you worry about the mother? So that's what I used to say about, no, in fact, what I said about high school reunions, when they asked me why I would not go, I would say point blank, why should I talk to you when I can talk to your daughter? Or, better yet, why should I go out with you when I can afford your daughter?
I love it.
You know, I mean, there were women, I could see their names in my head on a mental list. Women who went out with the quarterback in high school or went out with the homecoming
right.
king or whatever. And later, the quarterback in high school is now, he's fixing Yamaha motorcycles down at the gas station.
Right.
And he never did anything, never went anywhere. And now these women go and tart themselves up and they go to the high school reunion. Yeah, because the marriage with the high school quarterback never worked out because he was a loser. And so then they see me coming in there as a multimillionaire guy from L.A. who's been on the radio. I was like, And I was like, why would I waste my time going to a high school reunion kissing up to chicks who said no to me when I was 16?
Oh, my God.
You know, because now they have 19-year-old daughters. And guess what? I have enough money, power, and fame that I can get the daughters. I don't need the mothers. That's the way to do it. And then dump the daughters as a way of getting back at the mother. That's what you do.
There you go.
The mother is having sex with me vicariously through her daughter. And then later, the daughter is crying because I dumped her. And mom is all upset, but in reality, I got back at mom by dumping her daughter.
God. You have a devious mind, Tom.
I do. That's all, but you know what? I don't think I'm the only one. All right, Adam Sachs is here. He is a divorce attorney. You know him as our P1 listener. He's been a charter advertiser on the program. More importantly, he understands the tenets of Likas 101. And he first of all, he understands, I tell you, don't even get married. But if you are married, you gotta, gear up for that. You gotta get in the game. You gotta get somebody on your team to help you get to the goal. And the way you do that is you do that by hiring professionals who know what they're doing. Okay?
You're talking about getting the hell out.
You want to get the hell out. You want to get the hell out with as much of your stuff as you possibly can. That's what Adam does. Okay, that's what he does. I put it bluntly. He'll put it a little more delicately to you, but that's the way it is. So if you are thinking about getting divorced, if you're in the middle of a bad divorce, if you're thinking about getting married, maybe you need a prenuptial agreement. Maybe you shouldn't be getting married, but you're going to call and ask for advice anyway. Adam Sachs will answer your questions. And we only have this bonus hour of the show, so if you're thinking about calling in, now is the time. Call this number, 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-TOM with your questions about divorce, vagina money, child support, child custody, prenups, postups. And don't forget those restraining orders, which are so much a part of today's marriage. If you have a question...
Every breakup now, Tom.
I know.
It's amazing.
Adam can handle that, too. You just call 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866.
Kicking Earth's ass on TuneIn, iTunes, and at blowmeuptom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Okay, boys, let's talk about step-ups. That's step-ups, top-quality insoles. Now, as you know, chicks bring so many deceiving tactics to the game, it's ridiculous. Fake knockers, nails, eyelashes, hair color. How about high heels? Women are never the height they appear to be. Well, now it's your turn to even the playing field, and that's where step-ups come in. With step-ups, anyone, even you, can be 2 inches taller instantly. Thanks to revolutionary technology, step-ups fit perfectly inside your shoe, and no one will ever know they're there. And while wearing step-ups, you can do anything you normally do. Get them now for the ridiculously low price of $21.95, and not only that, for a limited time only, enter coupon code TOM101 and get free lifetime replacement on your step-ups. Did you hear that? Lifetime replacement for Tom Likas Show listeners only. Plus, they'll throw in a free upgrade to priority shipping. Go to step-ups.com for a unique, ultra-comfortable walking on air experience. Life is short. You don't have to be. Get step-ups today.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. What's more patriotic than two guys sitting at a table, one drunk, the other high on pills, shooting the shit about a bunch of stupid stuff? Guts, glory, stupidity. The Gary and Dino Show. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Let's talk about El Pollo Inca. El Pollo Inca restaurant in Gardena is owned by our P1 listener Antonio Atoche and his brothers, and they serve the best Peruvian food you'll find anywhere, including their famous Pollo a la Brasa, which is delicious rotisserie chicken. And that's just a start. They've got tons of amazing beef, chicken, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, and a friendly staff. Get their special chicken soup complimentary with every meal, and man, is it good. Plus, get this, the soup is all you can eat when you're dining in. El Pollo Inca, on West Artesia Boulevard in Gardena, right on the 91, and where the 110, 405, and 91 meet. Check out their full bar, offering specialty drinks like their killer Pisco Sour, a signature Peruvian cocktail. And don't miss their hard-to-find Peruvian beers. They've got karaoke on Thursday nights, salsa dancing Friday through Sunday nights, even salsa classes if you want to learn. Get info at this number, 310-516-7378, or visit elpolloinca.com. El Pollo Inca, 1425 West Artesia Boulevard in Gardena, close to the 710 and minutes from the 605. Easy to get to, lots of free parking, no excuses. Get your ass out to El Pollo Inca in Gardena. The Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. And we are here to take your calls with our guests in this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show, divorce attorney Adam Sachs. The telephone number here, 901-3000 Tom, it's 901-3000-866. This is Craig in Casa Grande, Arizona, on the Tom Likas Show. Craig, hello.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
Good. Hey. Hello, Adam.
Hello.
Hey, I wanted to ask about my ex-wife. We've been divorced for, I don't know, since like 98. And at a certain point in time, I got custody of the kids, and she's never paid a dime of her child support.
I can't believe
but,
it.
how do you go about... I'm not sure where she is exactly. Somewhere in Las Vegas.
No, you know, it's amazing to me. I hear this all the time. You know, women have no problem getting every single cent that they can. And they say it with such anger in their voice. You have no idea. They say, I want to get every penny that I possibly can. And meanwhile, in the unusual case that a man gets custody of the kids, and I've done this for lots of guys, they say, well, I don't want to cut, yeah, I don't want, yeah, I'm not going to go for child support. You got to be kidding me, okay? Even if you don't know where she is, you go for child support, and it will accumulate during all the years plus interest, and then you can get it from her in the future, if anything, okay? And it doesn't matter where she lives or what the story is. You go for the child support, and in fact, you really should, because it's not even up to you. The child support is not your money. It belongs to your child. And so to just forego it is really a shame. And I always talk to guys who tell me, well, I'm not going to go for it. And I say, well, are you a millionaire? You don't need the money? I mean, come on. You know, if she was on the other foot, you better believe she'd be coming after you.
Oh yeah, big time. And she tried, you know, her best to get everything she could out of me when she did have the kids. But, you know, too bad she couldn't. Avoid things like going to jail, testing positive on drug tests, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, I understand. So it sounds like I'm coming in the middle of the story here. You already have custody, but you have to go for child support. You must. I can do it for you. Give me a call in my office. Okay? It's no problem.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we just need... She's somewhere in Las Vegas. We need to locate her. I'm not exactly sure. And
it's no problem.
We're talking probably $10,000, $12,000, if not more, at this point.
I don't know. Whatever it is, it's thousands of bucks. Don't forget, I don't know how old your kids are, but it's until they're 18 or even older.
Yeah, by the way, are you sending your kids to college? How are you paying for that?
Don't even know.
That's my point. That's
Tom,
his point.
This is exactly what I'm talking about, man.
That's Adam's point. I mean, you want to send your kids to college. That'd be a good... You take the money and put it in a college fund for your kids.
That would be awesome if I get that money from her, but...
Well, if you have an attorney, you get the money. If you don't have an attorney, you don't get the money.
Yeah, but you've got to have money to get.
What I'm saying is that even if she doesn't now, okay, this is a regular debt, and it's not just chargeable. So you get it, it accumulates, and in the end, years from now, she owes the kids $100,000, $200,000 bucks plus interest, And then when she starts having retirement, or she gets married, or she starts working again, or you go after her pension, you know, you always, always go for it. Always. And women always, I mean, instinctively, every woman that calls me knows I'm getting every dime I can. And somehow guys go soft, and I really don't think you should. I think it's always going to be worth it.
Yeah, I know.
And like I said, it's not yours to bargain away. It belongs to your kids.
You're absolutely right, and that's a great way to look at it. You know, I got tested in a pension in a place I was working in Las Vegas years ago. Yeah, I didn't work there for a super long time. I have no idea how much money's in it, but, you know, according to the divorce decree, she's still supposed to get half of that.
Yeah, you see? So she wasn't feeling guilty about taking your money.
No.
And she didn't hesitate, right?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay, so stop kidding around. Call my office, Law Office of Adam Sachs. I'll fix it for you.
Okay, I will.
Good.
Now, Tom, I'll never understand that. I swear, I don't understand. There's a lot of reluctance. Maybe it's built in some masculine pride or guilt or something.
I think guys think, oh, I'm just going to man up and take care of it myself, you know. And the reality is that chicks, will, like a vacuum cleaner, will take every nickel, dime, and quarter out of your sofa.
It's not a joke.
It's true.
And by the way, they're absolutely enraged. They do it with the self-righteous anger and indignation. And then the guy's like, well, you know, I don't know if I want to go down that road. It's like, what are you kidding? What are you, crazy? Come on.
That's a road I'd go down and make a U-turn, do some wheelies down in the cul-de-sac, and then come back.
There you go. Huh? Especially child support, you know, because that's not even yours to throw away.
Right. Exactly right. So, yeah, child support. By the way, if you have questions about child support, alimony. We call it vaginamony.
Vaginamony.
Absolutely.
For use of a vagina you used to use.
Past use of
past
a vagina. Payments for past use of
past
a vagina.
Past use of a vagina.
That's right. All right, you got questions about divorce. You call our friend, Divorce Attorney Adam Sachs, right now. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
You've heard me talk about the black box. You've seen the photos I've posted on Twitter and Facebook of the black box I have out by my pool every weekend, up at the ranch. You've seen that, right? It's like goddamn Woodstock up there on weekends. So imagine a black box out by your pool or in your backyard for summer parties, barbecues, just chilling. Take it into your garage while you work or inside while you're hanging in the man cave. Wherever, the black box rocks. It's a compact single box audio system that connects easily to anything with an audio output jack to crank out unbelievable 50-watt sound. Try this. Hook it up to your TV. The black box will blow you away. The black box is made by BN Audio. Their owner's been in the industry for decades working with the best, along with co-owner Devin Bronson, who's been a P1 since he was 13 years old. These are great guys with a great product. I love it, and I use it. Go to bnaudio.com. That's bnaudio.com. And right now, if you enter promo code TOM, you'll get $50 off your order and free shipping. Just enter promo code TOM, the BN Audio Black Box, at bnaudio.com. Crank it!
New normal rock. Newer, faster, harder rock. 24-7. Listen now, or we'll pee on your rug. They pee on your fucking rug. Pee on my fucking rug. Find us at newnormalrock.com and ask like tune in. They peed on your fucking rug. No ballots, no bras, no bullshit.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Don't make us pee on your rug.
New normal rock.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Costlow Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO, Costlow. Independent, family-owned and operated since 1965, big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Costlow got the job done quick, easy. Total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Costlow. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CostlowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance, it's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Costlow.com today. Costlow, C-O-S-T-L-O. Like a show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. It's 901-3000 Tom. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Like a Show with divorce attorney Adam Sachs answering your questions. All you have to do is call this number, 901-3000 866. Now, this next call is interesting because this guy wants to talk about his wife and credit cards.
Really?
And yes, this is Mike in Newark, Delaware. And what's funny about it is, isn't Newark, Delaware the home of some credit card companies, Mike?
Of course.
Yes. They're half going out of business now. They're downsizing, and it's almost done up here.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, Mike, tell us your story. Adam is here.
Okay. I have a been married 23 years. Have a wife who ran up $50,000 in credit cards in her own name. Now, will I be responsible for this? I have no access to them. I can't find, you know, I can't find out what they were spent on. I got no statements.
Okay, listen. I got to tell you the bad news. You know, as we've talked about, you know, marriage is essentially a business partnership, and really is. And so, generally speaking, in the context of this situation, you have a crazy partner who ran up a lot of bills in the name of the business. And just because it's in her name doesn't mean that it's just her responsibility. Technically, it's half yours, too. I mean, you own assets together and you own debts together. Now, in the context of divorcing her, there are things you can do. You can try to separate it. You can say that she did it without your knowledge, without your consent. You may be able to trade it for other things, like she's going to have to take part of her debts, and you might trade that for, you know, other assets you have. But broadly speaking, you're half responsible because she's your partner.
The unfortunate thing is I can't find out what they were spent on. I can't get any.
Well, what difference does it make, really?
I
mean, if she spent it on food or drugs, what's
the difference? She spent it on fuck me pumps to go out and have sex with the next guy she was having sex with.
Women love to spend money. Big surprise.
Save some time right now. That's what she spent. That's why she didn't let you see the receipts, okay? So just accept that as that's what happened. And it should be your lesson never to let a woman have access to your credit, to your name, to your bank accounts.
Well, it's worse, Tom. She actually had her own credit cards, it sounds like.
Yeah, but she had her own credit cards in a relationship with no prenuptial agreement.
Well, no marriage, that's the point.
Yeah, well,
that's the real problem here. Are you divorcing her now? You're still with her, right?
Yeah, oh yeah, we haven't contemplated divorce yet.
See?
This happened before in joint names, and I paid them off.
What'd you do that for? Why are you so generous?
Two children.
So?
Your kids could have eaten, it's just that she couldn't buy any new handbags.
It was a gambling problem, and she would refuse to.
Oh, well, there we go. Wait a second. You said you didn't know what she spent the money on.
Well, that I did. Now, that has been about 10 years.
So you think she was cured of the gambling problem?
She's never went for any kind of treatment or anything, so.
Not really.
There's casinos everywhere. It's not hard to go past one nowadays.
Let me ask you this. How's that whole marriage thing going for you?
I don't know. She's pretty. It could end tomorrow. It could last another 10 years. I don't know. It's all on her right now.
Why is it all on her? Aren't you an adult? Why isn't this? Why isn't this intolerable for you? Why are you waiting for her to decide? What?
I'm on disability and I have no place to go.
I'm sorry, but I don't see the connection.
That's it. Well, there's a right now, two children are in college, so that's going okay.
I know, but have you ever heard? I don't know if you heard about this thing. This is really important. Seriously, I mean this not as a joke. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard this thing about life is short?
Yes, I have.
And you only get one, and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't you think that you deserve to have some happiness in your life and some good times before it's all over?
You're absolutely right.
Right, so I want you to meditate on that, because what you've just told me is that you're going to leave it to her to decide when she's ready to go, whether it's today or in 10 years. And I don't really give a shit about her opinion. I want to know that you're not happy, and how come you're sticking around? That's the point.
Okay, the only thing is, what can I do about this now, though? I mean, the money's already been spent. It's gone.
Well, she's only going to make it worse. In the next 10 years, she could run up another $50,000 in debts.
And the thing is, what do I do about it? That's the exact thing. Do I run to a lawyer and say, okay, this is what I would like done. It's got to go. We'll split the assets and I'll start it new. Okay, and that's, I could do that. Or the other option is to see what happens next.
See what happens next based on what? Based on her decision of what happens next.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she driving the bus? I don't follow.
She's driving her own bus. I understood from talking to my attorney not to worry about it if they were in her name. And,
okay.
Now I'm understanding it may be a bit more of a problem. She's going to figure out a way to pin this on me.
Okay.
So I guess, like you said, it's a partnership. What do you do? Like I said, the thing is, where do you do? Where do you go? That's the biggest answer or question.
I would rather move out of the house and live in a one-room studio than be with a crazy person. Okay.
Yes.
And someone I don't trust.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I asked the question and I got the answer.
Good.
And I guess I got to work on this.
Good luck.
Is it easy as just leaving, though? Is it that simple?
I don't know. If it's really hard for you and you really feel stuck, maybe you need to talk to someone about it.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning a therapist.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely right. It's a tough situation. I mean, 23 years is a long time to be with somebody. And you see,
let me ask you a question. I ask this question on my show all the time. If I met you and you were hitting yourself on the head with a ball peen hammer for the last 23 years, and I said to you, why don't you stop hitting yourself on the head with a ball peen hammer? And you said to me, but I've been hitting myself in the head with a ball peen hammer 23 years, just feels right. Would that make sense?
That's been working right?
Yeah. I've been doing it for a long time, so I got a lot of time invested in hitting myself in the head with a ball peen hammer. You know, just because you've been doing the wrong thing for a long time doesn't mean you should continue.
I haven't been doing the wrong thing. It's the other person has been doing
the
wrong
thing. But you've been with the other person. You allow the person to be the other person. That's the wrong thing you're doing.
Mm-hmm. I have to say. And I can find another one just as bad next time. That's the other thing.
You don't need to find another one. Trust me.
God.
Are you that needy that you need to have someone else living in your house and taking advantage of you all the time?
No, I'm not that needy. I'm needy, but I don't.
Why are you needy at all? I mean, I can tell you something. Being on your own can be very rewarding.
That's true. That's very true. And I just looked at this as far as, like, what kind of advice you get. I got advice from a lawyer before, and they said, well, don't worry about it. It's not a problem.
Well, that's not what this lawyer is saying.
I don't think the legal thing is the main point of what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're really in a bad situation. And aside from the legal issue and the costs and whatnot, you need to get out of it. That's the point. And that's why Tom and I suggest that you talk to someone and that you move on with your life. I mean, you have to start living it. This woman is essentially crushing you.
And the sure, I should have much more. And the children should have much more. We should be way ahead of where we're at if the relationship was normal. But there's definitely a problem here.
So the hell with it. It's not going to get better after 23 years.
Okay, well, I'm going to do what I can. And I'm thinking that maybe it would be time to sit down and talk to somebody. Like I said, I did talk to my attorney on it, and they didn't think it was a problem. But they did say that they didn't think I'd be responsible for it.
All right, I think that's the least of your problems, to tell you the truth.
All right, good luck, Mike. Unbelievable.
Now, Tom, what do I do? Seriously, I don't mean to hurt this guy.
You did what you could do.
No, but I talk to someone like this every couple of days. What can you say? It's terrible.
Well, again, you have a lot of people hitting themselves in the head with a ball peen hammer.
No, but I mean, on some level, he really must hate himself. It's terrible. He's not talking about loving this woman. She's obviously very cruel to him. She's dishonest. She's got a gambling problem. She's running up all kinds of debts that he may be responsible for, besides her stupidity and her problems. But I don't get the sense that he really loves this woman, and they're, you know, kind of going off into the sunset together into retirement. It sounds like a real hellish situation, and he has no plan to exit or any kind of exit strategy at all.
Yeah. How do people get in touch with you?
Call me anytime. call me toll-free, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. I answer my phone myself. You can also email me, adam@adamlawyer.com, and check out my website, adamlawyer.com.
There you go. It's divorce attorney Adam Sachs.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at premiumtom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary Zeno.
Flippity flip.
We are brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. According to the LA Times, there's a gender divide on the car lot. Women shopping for safety, men shopping for style.
You know, we just talked about this, about having the little lady show up the car lot in that place that's supposed to, that advertisement that's supposed to tell them not to be afraid and to take that, let the big men go in there and do it for them. They can do it themselves.
Yes.
And we found out now exactly why they're showing up to a car lot to begin with.
Little ladies are looking for some safety.
You know, I think that's why a lot of broads buy those Volvos. And
right.
You know, that's very important to them. It covers the family. It's safe. And that's why dudes driving a Volvo means that the wife picked it for them.
Right. There's nothing more attractive than a chick in a Volvo, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
I wonder if she shaves her armpits. That's my first question. Well, that's what I'm asking myself as I see her.
Yeah. Well,
it depends on if it's a newer Volvo, maybe she probably shaves her pits. But if it's an older Volvo, she's probably hippie.
Well, take it from somebody who puts his penis inside a girl that drives a Volvo. A Volvo wagon. And you see how she is when she's away from everything, you know.
You ever put your penis in the wagon? Just for the helmet, just put it in the hatchback.
It is pretty. It is. She doesn't drive one of those. She drives one of those, you know, those SUV.
Yeah.
Volvo.
Right. Here. Knowing you two, you probably fuck in the back.
It's safe though.
It's very safe. Lots of airbags, just in case.
It's made for donkey punching.
Well, you've seen her with a couple drinks in her. She starts going crazy.
Might as well take advantage of that.
She's so crazy that a hamburger place we all went to is now closed.
Is it really?
She wrecked it for
everybody. Oh, shit.
That place by you over there. 8 ounces.
Yeah.
Done.
There's a new app out, a Japanese app, that shames women into losing weight. It calls them fatty and stuff like that. It's a pretty great idea. I don't know if it would ever really fly over here. But, you know, you open the app and it says, "Hey, fatty, have you exercised yet today? How about you put the fucking burger down?"
This anime starts yelling at you.
I like this idea. But you know how much shit they'll take.
Oh, man.
It'll be ridiculous.
And to think that basically you'd be yelling back at a cartoon character.
Yeah. Brand new study out of the University of Arizona has found that having sex with your ex can actually be a good idea, especially if you haven't gotten over the relationship. Apparently, it eases the pain.
Yeah. Well, it eases all pain anyway.
Yeah. Was
and,
it?
Was
that?
It eases the pain anyway, no matter what.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah. I mean, leave it up to U of A to come up with something stupid like this.
Yeah.
All sex works, dummies.
But
signed,
I mean,
this Sun Devil.
I would think that if you're not over the relationship, that having sex with the ex is a bad idea. That's just going to continue.
Right,
with
it's going to prolong things.
Right, unless the sex ends up being bad. And then it just confirms that you did the right thing by breaking up. You got to figure that out.
I hope that guys can separate themselves from sex and love and then get the job done.
Mm.
Just have sex with your ex. Just don't have any feelings for crying out loud. If you do, you're dumb.
News out of New York City. Kristen Davis, running for New York City controller, has been arrested for selling prescription drugs out of her home.
What'd she get in trouble for?
She's a former madam who was selling Adderall, Xanax, and ecstasy.
Yes. I mean,
is ecstasy now a prescription pill? I didn't know that.
No, but it's a good thing to get. If you could do one-stop shopping like that, it sounds like Kristen Davis there is a one-stop shopping. She's like a CVS.
Yeah. Some sleazy sports news. New York Jets star Joe McKnight arrested in New Jersey.
Yes.
He's got some outstanding warrants.
Yeah, that means Big Joe, who was a USC standout, really didn't think. Our friend didn't think things through. And, of course, he got caught there with the outstanding warrants, and that's what happens.
Right.
Dumb.
Your boy on the Suns there, Michael Beasley, arrested for weed in Arizona.
I have a warning for anybody. Ask any single person, Cliff Robinson, ask Jason Kidd, ask anybody in Arizona. Don't fuck around at all brother in the car, because you're going to get in trouble, DMX. You're going to get in trouble. It's a mistake.
Stay out of trouble.
And Michael Beasley's no different.
Right.
And he's part of that whole New Look Suns. I just took a look at their lineup. I only know Shannon Brown. The rest of the team has been blown up.
Right.
The Suns are completely different. I don't know where I stand with them yet.
Finally, another vid alert for you. That's two today. Anastasia Ashley doing a warm-up. Who? Anastasia Ashley?
Listen to this. This is
She's
crazy.
She's actually a pro surfer.
Yes. Yeah. And this happened just to the left of the Oceanside Pier, which is a terrific surf spot in North County. It's great. Oceanside actually has terrific waves. And there she is doing this pre-surf warm-up.
Before she gets in the water, she does a little thing.
Yeah. And other girls are doing it, too. They're stretching. She just happens to do things a little bit different and worth a video. Let me tell you something. Wow.
I know.
Our girl shakes it, and she shakes
it's
it.
It's incredibly good.
She shakes it.
Plenty more at newsforguys.com. That'll do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Yes.
Check out our podcast, GaryandDino.com. Brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios here in Burbank, we are back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
We've been encouraging some of the small and medium-sized businesses out there to advertise on our show, because radio has pretty much let them know they're not welcome with really high prices on their commercials. And our friends at Kelly Controls, they heard our call when we said, hey, small and medium-sized businesses, step it up. And here's Kelly Controls for all your industrial, electric, and system integration services throughout California. You just call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. Now, Kelly Controls specializes in PLC, automation, SCADA systems, variable frequency drives, instrumentation, and process and motion control. Kelly Controls can help you complete your project and get your equipment up and running quickly and professionally. All you have to do is call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. You got that? 661-294-8000. Or you can visit them online at kellycontrols.com. And let me spell Kelly for you. Kelley Controls.com.